The Superior Daily Telegram is one of those rare birds, an afternoon newspaper in a market with two daily papers. Publishing since 1890, that tradition is giving way to a daily internet presence, publishing only once midweek and once on Saturdays. Telegram Union President Stan Loisel says his people are wondering if they have a future in the news business.
Nobody's happy, that's for sure. And then you start thinking about your future.
Telegram publisher Ken Browell says he's not sure what this move to the internet will mean about jobs. He says it's been a difficult time.
Absolutely. It's one that we have struggled with as a newspaper for probably about 3 years now. The financial health of this newspaper has not been the greatest over the years. So this was a long, thought-out decision. This wasn't something we decided yesterday.
UW Superior Journalism Instructor Joel Anderson says this is a trend among all local news media, including television and radio.
I hate to say that it's not a surprise that this would happen. Well, it's happening all over the country, and so it's very unfortunate. We've gone from two daily newspapers to one. And that's a big loss.
The Telegram is owned by Forum Communications, which also owns newspapers in the Hudson, River Falls, New Richmond area. Wisconsin Newspaper Association Director Peter Fox doesn't think this is a trend per se. He thinks since Forum also owns the neighboring Duluth Daily newspaper, that this could be an internet strategy, allowing the Duluth News Tribune to continue operation in Superior. But he does say northern Wisconsin might not be the best area for internet news, since the demographic is older and the internet access isn't as available. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.